This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
And the Menominee Park Zoo has a new resident. He's a one-year-old black bear, and his name is Mr. Reeves. Doesn't sound like a one-year-old. Sounds real grown up. He was considered a nuisance bear in Alaska, meaning he wasn't afraid of people and would beg them for food. But staff say he's settling in really well. Right now, he weighs about 100 pounds, but he might grow up to weigh up to 500 pounds. The Menominee Park Zoo is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 98.3 WISS News.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
I mean, you want to win games, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out and, you know, we had control of the game. You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will. But it's not one night. We had a one tonight. We still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
You know, the whole idea, get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. So that's difficult when your plan kind of falls into place and those guys recognize it and then you're not able to finish the plan and execute the plan. We know that. But that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 33 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52 with scattered rain. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.